Everything is arbitrary. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world and whatever time it is you're tuning in. Welcome to Rampton's Radio. Random ramblings recorded at Rampton's Road. Though on this occasion, I'm actually not in Rampton's Road. In fact, I'm nowhere near Rampton's Road. I'm down by the beach in Cape Patterson with Misha's, in Misha's family's holiday house. We've been doing lockdown in this big group together, and it's been awesome. I've been more social in the last couple of months than I have been in years before that, because there's so many people in this house. And it's been wonderful. And now that restrictions are slowly lifting and it's starting to look like maybe the world's going to go back to normal, I don't know, I'm feeling slightly sad about that because I've been enjoying the life that we've created for ourselves down here. But all good things come to an end and are replaced by other, hopefully, good things. So this episode of Rampton's Radio comes to you because two of my friends in a single week said, "Where's the next episode of Rampton's Radio?" So thank you, Ev, and thank you, AJ. Your wish is my command. Here we go. An episode about the fact, well, I don't know about the fact, but my belief that everything is arbitrary. So there's this philosophical insight you can reach where you realize nothing actually is what it is. Everything is composed of other things. So a car isn't a car. It's a collection of parts. And on the left, you could have a car, complete and whole and ready to use. And on the right, you could have a pile of car components. All the components required to put together to make a car, just like that on the left. Except they're all disassembled and they're sitting on the floor. What's on the left, we are happy to think of as a car. And what's on the right, we're happy to think of as a collection of parts. And yet, they're really not so dissimilar. You can have a pile of bricks and pine and plasterboard, and they're all just building materials, until they happen to be assembled just so, and then they're a house. And there's all sorts of kind of philosophical weirdness that you can explore here, the ship of Theseus and others. We might talk about them another day. But I want to talk about the fact that the junction, the transition, the point, the moment, the whatever, that something goes from something to something else is totally arbitrary. So the point, let's say you've got this complete car, right, and you start taking off the doors, and then you take off the bonnet, and then you take out the windscreen. And the thing is a car, and it's a car, and it's a car, and at some arbitrary moment, at some point, you're going to go, I don't think it's a car anymore. It's now something else. It's now a broken car or a pile of parts or whatever it might be. And the point at which you kind of declare, I think it's transitioned, is arbitrary. And it might be different to the point that I would make that same declaration or that someone down the road would say. And so the point at which a pile of parts becomes a car is arbitrary. The point at which a pile of bricks, pine and plasterboard become a house is arbitrary. And amazingly, I reckon the point at which a group of atoms becomes a person is arbitrary. The difference between an animal that is a pet or not a pet is arbitrary. The difference between animals that are food or not food is arbitrary. The difference between things that we think of as natural or unnatural are arbitrary. The difference between things that we consider to be a toy or a tool or a weapon is arbitrary. The evolution of a kiddie scooter through to a bicycle, through to a motor scooter, through to a motorcycle is arbitrary. The evolution of things from an idea to an ideal to a right, by which I mean a human right, is completely arbitrary. The distinction between right and wrong is arbitrary. And I think it's useful to realize that basically all of your beliefs are points on a spectrum that you reached by some arbitrary decision or another. And it's useful to know that that's true of others too. So Americans say that they're against gun control because they have a right to bear arms. I don't know if you've ever read the Second Amendment, but it's incredibly poorly written and, in my opinion, absolutely doesn't say that everybody in the state should be able to walk around fully armed with a machine gun. But anyway, Americans that say they're against gun control are actually strongly in favor of gun control. Because I've never met one that thought you should be able to buy a nuclear weapon at Target. And the distinction between a nuclear weapon and an assault rifle and a lever-action rifle and a bolt-action rifle and an air pistol or whatever is totally arbitrary. My own beliefs about how humans should limit their impact on the natural world is completely arbitrary. Humans are products of nature, and everything we do is natural, by some definition. And the distinction between humans being natural or unnatural, and doing natural or unnatural things to the environment, is totally arbitrary. And whenever I'm feeling strongly attached to a belief, I find it really useful to check in on whatever arbitrary conditions are acting as axioms that underpin that belief. Everything is arbitrary. Even what we consider to be a person is totally arbitrary. And I think you see it show up when you explore the edge cases, like around the moment of death, when does a person go from being a person to not a person? And if we replace our atoms every 7 years, are we the same person? All these definitions and all the answers that we come up with to solve them, they're all arbitrary. And I think it's useful to be a little lighter with all those definitions now and again, because the more rigidly we hold them, I think the more dogmatically we believe them. And then as a result, I think you're getting a little further away from what the world actually is in reality and becoming obsessed with your definitions rather than what you really see in front of you. Maybe that's a bit esoteric, but anyway, that's what's been on my mind recently. Everything is arbitrary. See you next time.